चैतन्य महाप्रभु टू संन्या रिनाउंस ऑर्डर अप्लाई दी इज आ 24 when he was only 24 years old, young man, he took sannyas. And Shankaracharya, he also took sannyas at the age of 8 years. Shankaracharya was exterminated from the replicated from the Brahmin society. Therefore, he took sannyas, gave up the whole society, Pensivan Lord Sopa, at the age of 8 years. He was born of a widow. Therefore, he was not accepted in the society. So, when his mother died, he called for the neighbors to help him for the funeral ceremony. Nobody came to help him because he was considered better. The Hindu society say 1,500 years ago was very, very strict. So he set fire in his house. House means cottage and rented. So the funeral ceremony was performed along with the burning of the house. So he was great. He became very great scholar. It is said that Shankaracharya is incarnation of Lord Shiva. Shankara, Shankara Swayam. Shankara is known as Lord Shiva. This Shankaracharya was also a great devotee of Lord Shiva. This Mayavadi, they worship especially Lord Shiva. So, the Mayavadi means that Krishna, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his name, his fame, his quality, his entourage, everything belonging to Krishna. These philosophers, all worship Shankaracharya, they believe they are Maya. Maya means this material. Their philosophy is that Nirvisheshava. Ultimately, everything is impersonal. Almost akin to the philosophy of Buddha, zero, void. So, nirvishesha sunyavad. Our mission is to defy this nirvishesha impersonalism and why. Our Krishna is not fire. He is a person, supreme person. But not made of this mind. His person is eternal. Yet we are made person by Maya. Your body and my body, we are personal now, certainly, but this body is made of Maya. Maya means it will not exist. It has no eternal existence. whatever body we have got, it will be finished after some years. And it will never come in existence. It was never in existence before. Neither it will again come into existence. Just like exactly the heat and every wave of the ocean, it is temporary. That particular wave was never in existence, and after it subsides, it will never become again of the same size. Every wave is coming and again going. This morning, we are singing about Lord Brahma, sung by Vidyavati, Kata Chaturanana Mari Mari Javata. Chaturanana, four faces, Lord Brahma. Many, many Brahma is coming and going. What is the God? This material universe is like that. You come, you take a form, and again this form is empty. Again you take another form. That form which you had in your last life, that is gone. So, this is called Maya. So, any philosopher who takes Krishna also subjected to these laws of Maya, they are called Maya. Mayavad or Sunnavad, practically the same. There are two kinds of Mayavadis. They are called Mayavadi of Sarnath and Mayavadi of Varanasi. Some of you who have gone to India might have seen Varanasi, a very ancient city, pilgrimage, many thousands and thousands years ago. Nobody knows. Even we hear about the city of Varanasi at the time of Harishchandra. Long, long ago. Many millions of years ago. So, Mathura also. It is a very, very old city. Varanasi. So the Varanasi is mostly inhabited by these Shankarites. And just a few miles off from Varanasi, there is one place which is called Sarna. In this place, the Bodha philosopher class, they came from Gaya province. Gaya province is now known as Gaya, the city Gaya is still there. But this province is called now Bihar. And Gaya is one of the ancient cities of it. There is a Vishnu temple in Gaya. So people go to worship Lord Vishnu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, before taking his sannyas, he went to Gaya to worship Lord Vishnu. Worship Lord Vishnu here in Gaya means to offer Siddha oblations to the forefathers. According to Vedic scripture, if some of my relatives or father and forefather did not get the body, are in the Adhisattva. Ghost was. One has become a ghost. Ghost means one who does not get this gross body, lives in subtle body. There are two kinds of bodies. Subtle body and gross body. Gross body is made of this earth, water, fire, air, sky. And subtle body is made of mind, intelligence and ego. So, one who is too much attached to this material world, or too much sinful, sometimes they are punished by not getting this gross one. They live in the subtle body, and that is called ghost. Ghost will be present before you, but you cannot see him. Generally, these ghosts are mischievous because they do not get gross body. They want to enjoy life, but without gross body, they cannot enjoy. Therefore, sometimes a ghost takes shelter of another gross body, and that person who is such ghostly haunted becomes ghostly haunted and speaks like the ghost. So, according to Vedic system, supposing that my father, grandfather and any relative had obtained this ghostly body, could not get this gross body, so in his name, oblations are offered on the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu in Gaya, Gaya Pindalam. Then that person gets again gross body. Means, again he is allowed to enter into the womb of a material mother and another gross body is formed by the material supplied by the mother. The form is made according to the form of the mother, and the living entity comes out of the womb and begins his karma again. So, this biosity is still existent. The temple is existent and people go there. The Lord Buddha flourished in this Gaya province. Tikiteshu bhavishya. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is predicted where the leaves of the incarnation of Godhead is given in the fourth chapter, I think. In that leaf, Lord Buddha's name is mentioned. Not only his name, but his mother's name, Anjanasuta. Tikiteshu bhushyati. Srimad Bhagavat was compiled by that day, 5,000 years ago. And Lord Buddha was to appear in between from this day, about 2,600 years ago, he appeared. Therefore, the word is given there, bhavishyati, future. 5,000 years ago, it was future tense. Therefore, bhavishyati. So, shastra is like that. Bhut, bhavishyat, vartaman. Bhut means past, and bhavishya means future, and vartaman means present. A shastra will give you direction about past, present and future. That is shastra. That is called scripture. In there is a system of astrology. It's called Bhrigu Samhita. From that Bhrigu Samhita still, if you go to India, there are many scholars, experts in Bhrigu Samhita astrology. They will tell you, if you approach one of them, he will give you the history of your past life, the history of your present life, and the history of your future life. There, astronomical calculation will give you. At least you will understand so many things of your past life. That is the evidence. And that will be future life also. Bhrigu Samhita. That Bhrigu Muni made this scientific knowledge long, long ago. He has left such calculation, those who are experts. It is simply calculation. They made a check and found that check, these slokas are there. This check means, this calculation means this. This calculation means this. So, they are also Mayavadis. The followers of Buddha philosophy, they are Mayavadis. And the followers of Shankaracharya, they are also Mayavadis. The Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas especially to defy these two kinds of philosophical methods, Mayavad. Maya, it is already stated in the Padma Purana. Mayabadam asat shastram prachannam bodham uchyate. Mayaiva goditam devi kalo brahmana murti. Lord Shiva is speaking to his wife Parvati. You know Lord Shiva and Parvati. Parvati is the personified god of this material energy, Parvati, Durga. The personified energy, Durga. Srishti sthiti pralaya sadhana sakti rita Durga. She is so powerful, she can create a universe, she can maintain and she can dissolve us, dissolve us. She is so powerful. So she is the wife of Lord Shiva. And what is the position of Lord Shiva? She is so much in love order of life that he can give his devotee, material opulence, like anything. But he himself lives underneath a tree. And his wife, so powerful, that she creates, maintains and annihilates the universe. But she remains a very obedient, submissive wife of Lord. We have seen the picture of Lord Shiva and Parvati sitting all around and in the bales. So, what is their business? The business is, Parvati is perpetually asking her husband about spiritual matters, everything, and the husband is replying. That is the duty of husband and that is of the duty of wife. Wife should get enlightenment from the husband and she should give service. The husband is well situated, he is not in discomfort, the discomfort all are looking to the comfort of the husband, and it is duty of the husband to enlighten the wife. All. Therefore, husband is accepted as guru. Pati guru. In India, when a woman speaks of her husband, she says, Pati guru, my husband, ma. Pati guru. And it is not the system, Vedic system, to call the husband by name. As in the Western countries, the husband is called by his name. No, out of respect, the wife does not call the husband by his real name. This talking is going on partitioned. So once Parvati, Durga, she is asking her husband, what is this Mahavas Kilogram? So that is there, mentioned in the Shastra about the Mahavas. So Lord Shiva is explaining, what is this Mahavas Kilogram? He says that Mayavaram Asat-Sastram. Asat-Sastram is a temporary incarnation. Asat means temporary. That will not exist. There are two things, Sat and Asat. Sat means what is eternal, perpetual. No beginning, no end. Sanatana. And asad means that's the opposite, which is temporary. So shastra means it must give you knowledge of the eternal world. That is shastra. Whole shastra, whole Vedic literature is meant for to awaken you to your first position. Eternal position. Now we are in temporary position. With this body, on account of getting this material body, everything here temporary. That is, anyone can understand, nothing in this world is permanent. Everything is temporary. Maybe for a few years, or a few hours, or a few minutes, but it is limited. Even your life in the Brahma Loka, that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. So many millions of years you can live there, but it is also temporary. It may be millions of years, that is also limited. Because within the time eternal, some millions of years, that is also temporary. Some hundreds of years, that is also temporary. So everything here, temporary. The Mayavad Shastra is stated by Lord Shiva as asatta, temporary. Just like our law books. Well, today what is law? Tomorrow somebody in the assembly, legislative assembly, nullifies. No, this law is not this law. They are manufacturing law every day. Because here the law is temporary. Today you formulate one law, tomorrow you find it is not very good. Change. So, here everything is asat, temporary. It suits for some time, and again it becomes unsuitable, rejected, and takes samadhi. Old order changes, yielding place to new. This is going. Devarasat. The Mayavad is described. The Shankaracharya is described by Shankar himself, Lord Shiva, that it is asatya. Asatya means it was temporary requisition. It is not permanent knowledge. It was required for the time being. What is that? The Maya philosophy was requisitioned by Shankaracharya to defy the Buddha philosophy. Buddha philosophy is Maya, yet it is also temporary. When Buddha philosophy flourished in India, that is described in Bhagavad and other scriptures, just like Jayadev Kabir, the Vaishnava poet Jayadev, he is worshipping Lord Krishna, thanking him for his accepting the incarnation of Lord Buddha. Keshava Srita Buddha Kabira Jayadev Kabira. A devotee, in whatever form the Lord is there, because he is devotee, he is glorified. All glory to the Lord. Keshava Dhritam Neena Sarira. When Krishna appeared as a big deal, so the devotee is glorified. Keshava Dhritam Neena Sarira. Jaya Jagadisha. And Krishna appeared as the boar. So this Vaishnava is also glorified. Keshava Dhita Sukara Rupa Jaya Jagadisha. So similarly, there are so many glorification of Dasa Avatar by Jayadev. Amongst the Dasa Avatar particularly, this Buddha Avatar is one of them. So Jayadev said, Keshava Dhita Buddha Sarira Jayadeva Dhita. Why he accepted Buddha Sarira? Sadaya Ridayakar Sita Pasu Bhatam. He was very much compassionate to see unnecessarily animal slaughter. Krishna, God is always trying. So, when unnecessarily animal slaughter is done, he has become compassionate. He is compassionate always. He becomes so compassionate that he comes to stop this. Nonsense. That is Buddha. Lord Buddha appeared when there was too much animal blood. Ninna kijabda vidhe rahaha suti jatam sadaya vidaya dar sita pasubhatam. Pasubhatam is never tolerated by any person in spiritual consciousness. In Christian religion also, first commandment is thou shalt not kill. So, killing business is not very compatible with religious life or spiritual life. Any every religion. In Mahavira's religion also, there are devotees allowed to kill on a particular day, not daily. Kurvani, that's called Kurvani. So anyway, Lord Buddha appeared to stop this animal blood. He born in Vedic family, Kshatriya family, princely order, that is Vedic order, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. So, but he enunciated a new type of religion, which is called Buddha religion. So, the main purpose of this religion was to stop animal suffering. Ahimsa parama dharma. Ahimsa means non-violence. But in the Vedas, there are recommendations. Sometimes animals are very rarely. The first part is that animal slaughter is not actually slaughter. It is an experiment. Just like we experiment in biological laboratory, killing some animals and see the physiological, nervous system, anatomical. But the medical science cannot give them life. They simply slaughter. An experiment. But in the baby system, the experiment is made by offering an old animal, a bull, within the fire. But that old bull again comes out with a new one. It was the test to see how the baby mantras are being pronounced. If they are properly pronounced, animals alive by chanting a mantra. So therefore it is public. But Lord Buddha appears when people were too much engaged in animal sacrifice without any purpose. Actually it was for eating. In the name of Vedic sacrifice, we were killing animals. And eating, a propagation for animal eating. At that time it became so excessive, pasubhatam, animal slaughter, that the Lord became compassionate and he appeared to stop. He originated a new set of religious. No one in it. Come on. With Buddha, according to Buddha, I have the transcendental of your presence. You're crossing the president of Dharma. So he was Buddhist. So I asked him whether he takes that. So he began to laugh and he said, yes, I am Buddhist. And our religion, it is for Buddha. And I said, what can be done? Here this. So Buddha religion strictly forbids animal killing or pleasure. That is real Buddha religion. Esavadita Buddha Sarir. Sadaya Ridaya Dar Siddha Pasu Bhatam. Now, the Shankaracharya's mission was, because the whole of India, under the patronage of Emperor Ashoka, all Indian people, they became Buddhists. Lord Buddha, he was incarnation of Lord, he was very powerful, so, Saptare Sabota. So, he converted practically the whole population of India, Buddhists. They were Vedic type of religion. Now the Shankaracharya's mission was to re-establish again Vedic culture and stop this Buddha philosophy. The Buddha philosophy later on deteriorated in so many abominable conditions. Actually, it came down to the point of again animal killing under the name of Kapali. The Kapali process is very detailed. They kill their disciples and so many things like that. The Buddha Kapali. It became a vicious religious system. So Shankaracharya wanted to stop. So now, the Buddha philosophy flourished for temporary relief, stopping the animal killing. And the Mayavad philosophy also flourished to stop the Buddha philosophy. So both of them are asad factors. Asad means emergency regulations. They are not for temporary, for our eternal life. The eternal life, very good, as our occupation and duty, is different. That is devotional life, eternal. In any condition. Savai Pungsa Parvo Dharma. There are different types of religion all over the world. Each religion has got a certain motive to benefit the human society. So there are different types of religion, originally on some philosophical basis. So let them remain. We have nothing to bother fight with that. Because after all, every religion has got some good motive to elevate the person to a certain stage of understanding. They are called dharma or religion. But there is supreme being. These are all temporary things. Hinduism, Buddhism, Christianism, and all Mahayanism, there are so many things. They are all temporary. Temporary in this sense that because one is born in Hindu family or Christian family, he is automatically Christian. Even if he does not accept the principles of Christian or Hindu, because he is born in the family of a Hindu or Christian or Mahayana, he is accepted as Hindu, Muslim, but that is due to this body. The body is also temporary. Therefore, that sort of religion is also temporary. As soon as the body is changed, now the religion is changed. Everything is changed with the change of body. Not only in human society, but if the body is changed, suppose today I am a human being, tomorrow I will become a tree. That is also plant society. The tree standing for thousands of years is very happy. But if you are asked to stand for 3 hours, you die basically. So why? Because due to the change of body, the tolerance is there. All sense enjoyment is offered by the laws of nature according to the change of body. Deho jogena dehinam. Deho jogena dehinam. This philosophy practically is unknown to the world. The body changes and our sense gratification, material enjoyment is offered according to the world. Just like a fog. Fog sense enjoyment is too easy. He enjoys life by eating stool. Why? Because he has got a particular type of body. Deho jogena dehinam. According to the body, we enjoy our sense. So this is going on. Therefore, the religious system according to the body, it is temporary. That is temporary religion. Permanent religion is different. That is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam Bhagavad Gita. The Bhagavad Gita says, Krishna, sarva dharmān parityajya, māmekam saraṇam vraja. That is actually, that you give up all system of religion. Religion, we take religion as occupation and duty. Religion is also duty. A system is not a certain type of duty to be performed. A Hindu, they have a certain types of duty. So religion actually means duty. Occupation and duty. So Krishna says, sarva dharmān parityajya māmekam saraṇam vraja. This is really Krishna says in the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita, paritrāna sādhanā, dharma samsthāpanā sādhanā, tam bhavāni jivedi. That I come down to establish the principles of religion. And then he says, in the last instruction of Bhagavad Gita, sarva dharmān parityajya, give up all religion. Now, one may question that he came to establish the principles of religion. Now he says, that give up all types of religion. So what is contradiction? No, it is not contradiction. He is asking to give up all types of religion, but is offering another religion. Māmekam saraṇam vraja. Just surrender. So really, religion means to surrender to God. Religion means to abide by the orders of God. That is simple definition of religion. Religion, dharman to sākrāt bhagavat. That's a good citizen. What does it mean? A good citizen who abides by the laws of the state is a good citizen. Who does not violate. In your country I see in parks, in beaches, no dogs allowed. The law is there. But everyone is making them. Everyone is taking dogs to create disturbance. I see the signboard, dogs are not allowed there. But it is deliberately violated. Dogs are allowed. This is not good citizenship. Good citizenship means abiding by the laws of the state. Just like in your law, it is said, sit to the right. So you cannot drive your car on the right side. On the right side you have to drive, sit to the right, not on the left side. In this way, good citizenship means to abide by the laws of the state. Similarly, a religious man means who abides by the laws of the Supreme Personality of God. This time, Christian religion, the laws, God's order, Ten Commandments. So one who abides by that commandment, he is really religious. Or in other religion also, there are good and religions. Just like in Vedic system, a religious person must have heard these four principles of sinful life. What is that? No disrespect, no intoxication, no meat eating, no man. Jatra dharma satudvina, adharma, irreligious. So similarly, in every religion, there are some rules and gunas. So anyone who abides by these rules and gunas, he is it. It doesn't matter whether he is a Christian or a Muslim or Hindu or Buddhist, it doesn't matter. But if he is strictly abides by the laws given in that period, then he is a good man, serious man. And there is no fight between religious men. Fight is between evilness. But among the, I have read in some book that aquatic gospel, that formerly, during Lord Jesus Christ's time, some meetings were held occasionally among all religious people. All religious people. In one meeting, some Hindu's name was there. He is very prominent. Anyway, so there are these different types of religions. The aim is to abide by the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. According to time, according to country, according to climate, according to people, just in some religions, it is ordered thou shalt not kill. That means the type of people you can understand, what type of people. They are very much greedy in killing at first. Otherwise, why it is ordered thou shalt not kill? Here, the Bhagavad Gita, it is sarvadharma paritrajyamani sankara. There is also one, here is one type of order. Thou shalt not kill. And here is one type of order. The sarvadharma paritrajyamani sankara. You give up all types of personal duty and it simply surrender unto me. To whom the instruction is given? To Arjuna. So according to the country, according to the position, time, religious instructions are there. So therefore, you cannot say all religions are on the same platform, because the people are different. But if you can transcend all types of religions and simply surrender unto the Supreme Lord, that is real. That is real. Therefore Krishna says, sarva dharma an paritrajya mam ekam saranam vraj. And in the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, sabai punsa paro dharma. That is first class religion. You can compare all types of religions. According to a judgment, you can say, this religion is first class, this religion is third class, that you can say, and they agree like that. Because the whole material nature is controlled by three modes of material nature. Goodness, passion, and ignorance. So some of the religions are on the group of goodness. Some of them are on the group of passion. Some of them are in the group of ignorance. But everyone's aim is to make some link with the Supreme Personality of God. But it is executed according to the time, circumstances, man, mentality, life. Therefore, if the chief aim is God realized by any religion, the Bhagavad recommends that type of religion is first class, which directly gives connection with God. That is first class. Savai punsa paro dharma jato bhakti adhokhaja. Adhokhaja. Adhokhaja means the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whom you cannot realize by your material senses. God is there, but because we cannot realize, therefore somebody says, God has no form. There is no God. God is there. God is impersonal. God is void. That means they have no actually knowledge what is God. They know that there is God. But they do not know actually what is God. But this Krishna consciousness movement is giving presenting the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that here is God, Krishna. Here is God. If God says personally, there is no more superior truth than beyond myself. And Shastra confirms, Krishna to Bhagavan Sam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, personally. There are many other gods, their expansion of his personal energy, his personal self, his external energy. God means God and his different energy. Just like sun. Sun is the light. But sun has got two energies. One energy is light and the other energy is heat. As we find, is heat and light. Similarly, there are so many other energies in the sun. The scientific man will know. But generally, we layman, we understand that two energies are acting, heat and light. So similarly, the whole cosmic manifestation is made by exchange of this heat and light. That's all. Every scientific man will admit. These trees, these plants, these waters, this everything, whatever you see, it is simply an exchange of heat and light of the sun. As we get this experience from this material sun, science, or sun, heat and light, similarly, we can get experience of God by manifestation of energy. That is stated in the Vishnu Purana. Parasya brahmana shakti sarvedam makhilam jagat jatha ekasthane sitasthane jyotna vistarina jatha parasya brahmana shakti tathaiva akhilam jagat. Very nicely mentioned. Just like the heat. This is the same example. The sun grows with a heating substance, very high temperature. It is fixed up in a place, ekasthane. You can see, everyone can see. The first star and the sun is lying in one corner. Ekasthane is ekasthane. Agni, the fire, the sun, is situated in one place. But he is creating all this material existence by his heat and light. Similarly, the Supreme Law is situated in his transcendental position, ekasthane, in one place. By his expanding his heat and light and different energies, and by exchange of different energies, the whole cosmic manifestation is because. Parasya brahmana shakti. Parasya. Whatever we see, that is a manifestation of Krishna's energy. That's Krishna's energy is not different. But at the same time, energy is not Krishna. Just like sunshine and the sun, there is no difference. Both of them are light and heat. But still, the sunshine is not the sun. When sunshine enters into a room, it does not mean that sun has entered in. Where sun is many millions of miles away. But still, by energy, he has entered your room. Similarly, Krishna is far, far away. Goloka eva nivasati akhilatma bhuto govindamadi purusham samam. He is always enjoying in Gola Vrindavan, Dante, and enjoy. Kintamani, Prakara Sadamasu, Palakovit, Palakabhati, Sulavi, Vivala, come. So these incarnations are there, authorized Vedic literature. We can understand what is Krishna, what is God, what he is doing, what is his name, what is his harassment, everything. In full detail, that is Krishna moment. Everyone knows, clearly the idea, there is God. But we can give, actually, who is that God? What is his name? What is his address? What is his father's name? What is his mother's name? Everything. That is Krishna. So the Mayana Hilagasa, they do not believe in this. That is karma. But, it is fact. If one is fortunate enough, then he can understand this Krishna consciousness philosophy by the grace of Krishna and Guru. Guru Krishna Kripaya Paya Bhakti Yata Dhi. Ei Rupe Brahmanda Bhumite Kono Bhagavan Ji. All living entities, they are hovering in this universe, in different species of life, in different planetary systems, in different standard of life. In these ways, they are simply rotating. Just like, what is that wheel? Sometimes goes up, sometimes goes down. So that we are on this wheel. Sometimes we are going very up. And coming down. Sometimes in heaven and sometimes in hell. But I am believing in this. So that is described in the Bhagavata. That Maya, Atmaya is Mintiraj. This is Maya. I am eternal. Why I am sometimes in heaven, sometimes in hell? This sometimes is, in the eternal life, this sometimes is nothing. It is compared as like dream. Sapna drishta ivan yatha. Just like dream. With dream for, say, in our presence, in this body, we dream for a few minutes, a few hours. This is also dreaming. For millions of years, that's all. But one can wake up from this dream by the grace of Krishna and a bona fide spiritual master. Guru Krishna Kripaya Paya Bhakti Lata Ji, the seed of devotional service. And if he sows that seed within the heart, and what does it? Just like if you sow a seed on the ground, you have to put little, little water. So that water in pouring means this hearing and chant. Savan Kirtan Jale Parai Sishan. Sishan. Sishan means drinking water. So, if you want to make your life successful, then you should hear. You should take the seed of devotional service from the spiritual master. He'll give you a hint. This is this. You cultivate, and it will grow. And for cultivating, the process, let's take the same seed, is grown by cultivating by drinking water. So you have to continuously hear about Krishna and chant about Krishna. Then that seed of devotional service will touch the path. And then it will grow. Our Govinda Dasi has got good experience how the seed fructifies and grows full seedly. So similarly, Bhakti Lata Ji, it will grow. It will drink the water. With this water. Hearing and chanting. Then it will become a nice tree or plant. It will produce fruit. And when the fruit will catch your life. this government. So Krishna consciousness, moment, is just trying to distribute the seed of devotion and service to everyone. But if he's fortunate, he'll take it, he'll water it, it will grow, and at last will take shelter on the lotus feet of Krishna, and his fruits will be enjoyed. That means eternal blissful life. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.